The Art of Living a Life You Love, Chapter 7. Notice who is in your circle of influence. Who am I around? What have they got me doing? Is that okay? Jim Rohn. Many studies show that the people in a child's life greatly influence the mental, emotional, and social development of the child. Being surrounded by people with positive attitudes, beliefs, and habits can lead to a lifetime of success, happiness, creativity, and contribution. Although many people have become aware of the value of positive role models for children, less is being said about the fact that as adults, we continue to be influenced by the people in our lives. Even as adults, our mental, emotional, and social development are still in progress. This means our attitudes, beliefs, values, and habits continue to be influenced by people with whom we surround ourselves, and we also continue to influence all of the people around us. In his inspiring audio program, The Art of Exceptional Living, Jim Rohn has some questions that really got me thinking about the power of association. The people you spend time with on a regular basis have a big influence on you, whether you're aware of it or not. Think about who you spend time with at home, at work, at school, or any other place where you are with people. Think about the way you feel when you're with them. Do you feel good when you're with them, or do you feel bad? If you feel bad when you're with them, why do you feel that way? The three questions Jim Rohn says to answer are 1. Who am I around? 2. What have they got me doing? 3. Is that okay? It's worth the time it takes to get out your notebook, journal, or a pad of paper and answer these three questions. Make a list of the people who are in your circle of influence. Think about each person on your list and decide whether they are a positive, plus, or a negative, minus, influence on you. 1. Who am I around? To help you get started, here are a few people whose influence you might want to consider. Write the names next to the role they play in your life and then make a plus or minus after their name to show whether they have a positive or negative influence on you. If they are both, write plus/minus or a minus/plus after their name. Mother, father, brothers, sisters, life partner, friends, teachers, coaches, employers, clients, neighbors, other. The next question is really important. I urge you to write your answers to these questions in your journal or notebook so you can see them on paper. 2. What have they got me doing? If you're around people who read a lot of books, chances are you will too. If you're around people who exercise and eat healthy foods, chances are you'll be inspired to do it. But if you're around people who spend much of their time watching TV, playing video games, or eating lots of junk food, chances are you will do the same. And if you're around people who drink wine, beer, or cocktails on a daily basis, you might find yourself doing it with them. The people we're around can nudge us off course a little at a time. Notice what kind of influence the people in your life have on you. Examples of people in my circle of influence. My mom was a role model for me in many ways. She was an outstanding mother and a wonderful grandmother. And yet there were also some ways in which she was a warning for all of us. After years of being in denial about the dangers of eating fatty foods and smoking cigarettes, she developed heart problems, clogged arteries, and cancer. What I learned from this was that being in denial about the danger of your choices allows those choices to stack up and take you toward some very bad health problems. My mom told me she hadn't realized that her choice to smoke would be so hard on all of us kids, as well as her grandchildren and her friends. I've never been a smoker, but my sister, brother-in-law, and my niece all smoke and used to take smoking breaks with my mom. I wish my mom had believed sooner that smoking was dangerous for your heart and your health. We have learned that smoking is one of the worst things you can do for your heart, and that is what finally convinced my mom to stop smoking. Her doctors told her if she kept smoking, she wouldn't have long to live. I was thankful when she decided to stop smoking, but unfortunately she decided to stop after she had developed the beginning stages of cancer and had also weakened her heart. She finally began to put health at the top of her priority list. Now, because of my mom's experiences, my family members have decided that health needs to be at the top of our list. We can learn from the outcomes of the choices we make and from the choices others make as well. My Aunt Bobby has also been a good example in some ways and a warning in others. She's a good example of setting goals and achieving them. She has written a book about teaching phonics, and it's because she kept showing up for her dream that she completed the book. She's also been an example for me of the need to be careful about who you choose as a publisher for your book. The publisher she chose has all the books and isn't doing a thing to sell them, and he also wasn't allowing her to do it herself. I intend to learn from her choices and listen to my head and my heart when making choices for my publishing career. My son Xander inspires me to learn, to grow, and to keep moving in the direction of my dreams. As I see him making the choices to show up and take the actions that move him toward his exciting goals, it inspires me to keep moving forward and to show up for my dreams. The third question requires a decision from you. 3. Is that okay? Think about your answers to the first two questions. Who am I around? And what have they got me doing? And then answer the question, is that okay? You might decide that there are some people you no longer want to associate with because they've got you doing things that aren't okay with you. Some people are such a negative influence, you may decide that disassociation from them is the best choice. If that's possible, do it. There may be some people you want to spend less time with because it isn't possible to avoid them all the time. If some of these people are in your family, work in your office, or have classes with you at school, your best choice might be to limit the time you spend talking with them or interacting with them. There are also people who are fun to spend time with once in a while, who are okay in small doses. Just do what feels like the best option for you at the present time. People can change, and it's possible that a negative influence could turn positive someday. It's also possible that someone who has been a positive influence for a long time can change into a negative influence. Reflect on your answers on a regular basis and decide whether you want to spend more time or less time with the people in your life. Expanded association, an exciting choice. The next option is the most exciting. Who would you like to spend more time with on a regular basis? Expanded association with people who inspire you to learn, to grow, to give, and to become all you can be is time well invested. Are there people you know who you would like to talk with on a regular basis? Are there people you would like to meet and get to know? You might not be able to meet someone in person, but you can expand your association with them by reading their books or listening to audio programs or going to seminars they give. Spend as much time as you can with positive influences. People who are positive influences can inspire you to learn and grow. They can energize you with their enthusiasm and positive outlook on life. If you haven't already done so, make a list of the people you feel belong in each category we've talked about. List all of the people that come to mind for you. 1. Are there people you want to stop spending time with? Who are they? Make a list. 2. Are there people you want to spend less time with? Who are they? Make a list. 3. Are there people you would like to spend more time with? Who are they? Make a list. Spending more time with positive influences is like magic. Being with people who inspire and encourage you feels good. If you need to start with books, audios, and videos these people make, do it. It will help you model their beliefs and actions. That's where I started, with books and recordings. I still spend as much time as I can reading and listening to the words of people who are positive influences on me. I like to listen to their voices on audio CDs or my iPod while I exercise, clean the house, do laundry, or drive my car. Each time I listen, I absorb more ideas, beliefs, and thoughts that help me feel good. It inspires me to keep learning and growing. Remember, the idea is to be a better you, more of who you are meant to be. Personal development is about becoming more of yourself. It's never about trying to become someone else. A choice to focus on personal development is a choice that can make life more fun, more interesting, more prosperous, and it feels great to keep growing. Birds of a feather. You probably heard it said, birds of a feather flock together. You become like the people you spend time with on a regular basis. That is why you need to notice what kind of influence people have on you. Peer pressure is strong when you're in grade school. It gets stronger when you're in high school and college. It decreases as you mature, but peer pressure is still able to nudge you off course or help you stay on course as an adult. Peer groups can be friends, family, kids at school, or people where you work. But do you realize that you also influence yourself? Notice how you influence yourself. If what you notice isn't what you want, you can choose to make new choices. How do you feel about your own company? Since the person you spend the most time with is yourself, notice whether you're being a positive or negative influence on yourself. If you spend a lot of time with people who are negative and critical, chances are you are sometimes negative and critical to yourself. You can change that by paying attention to what you think and what you say to yourself. You can decide to treat yourself like you would your best friend. Treat yourself as you would like people to treat you. Catch yourself doing things right. Notice when you do something well and feel good about your accomplishment. Be kind to yourself and remember to take good care of yourself. Your time spent alone can be fun if you enjoy your own company. Do you enjoy your own company? How do you feel when you're alone with you? Since you can't avoid being with yourself, you need to work on becoming someone you like to be with 24 hours a day. People who spend all of their time with other people never get a chance to get to know themselves. Are you one of those people? Some people never want to be alone, and some people only seem to want to be alone. People going to either extreme, the loners or the socializers, are missing some of the joy that can be felt by spending some time alone and some time with people they enjoy as companions. A balance that feels good. I remember reading an article that described three personality types: socializers, loners, and aloners. The main point of the article was that people who only like to be with people, the socializers, and people who only like to be alone, the loners, were extremes. The article was written by a person who likes both, being with others and time alone. The name for people like the author of the article was aloners. They were described as getting some of their energy by being with other people they enjoyed, and they also felt good about time spent alone because it helped them recharge their energy. I felt like the author was talking about me. While reading the article, I thought of some people I've known who fit the aloner and socializer categories. The only person I could think of who might be considered part of the loner category was my dad. He seemed to prefer being alone to spending time with people. He spent as much time as he could alone. The people I enjoy most are more like me. They are aloners. They like time alone and time with people they enjoy. I remember a friend from high school who was always with other people. She never got her driver's license, even as an adult, because she always wanted someone to go with her wherever she went, even if it was to the drugstore to buy Q-tips. She was even afraid to sharpen her own pencils in class, so she asked me to do it for her. I got my driver's license at age 16 because I liked the idea of being able to drive myself to places I wanted to go. I actually like to go shopping by myself more than with friends. I like having the freedom to stay in a store for 2 minutes or an hour, depending on my level of interest at the time. I also like being able to take friends with me when I want to include them in my adventures. I've always liked to be able to do things both ways, with friends and by myself. How do you feel about being with other people? How do you feel about time alone? When you have time alone, do you enjoy how you spend your time? If you find yourself always wanting to be with people or always wanting to be alone, you might want to take a look at the quality of the relationships you have in your life at the present time. If you only like to spend time alone, is it because you're around people who drain your energy? If the person you're avoiding spending time with is yourself, you might want to think about why. The questions that follow can be very helpful in deciding what people you might want to avoid. People who are a negative influence on you and are lower energy thinkers often try to get you to think like they do. As Tony Robbins says, love your family, but choose your peers. Listen to the following questions and notice how you feel when you're with the people in your life. By making a list of the people who do one or more of the following things, you can begin to avoid them and spend more time with people who are positive influences. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper and write answers to the following questions. 1. Am I around anyone who blames me or others for their problems? 2. Am I around anyone who complains most of the time? 3. Am I around anyone who drains my energy because they are so self-centered and needy? 4. Am I around anyone who shames me or makes fun of me and/or says their criticism is for my own good? 5. Am I around anyone who challenges or discounts what I say because they feel the need to always be right? 6. Am I around anyone who gossips about people behind their back, which shows me that they'll talk about me behind my back too? 7. Am I around anyone who lies to make people feel good, which shows me that they probably lie to me to make me feel good too? If the answer is yes to any of the questions, you'll need to make some decisions about what to do. Being with people who blame, complain, are overly needy emotionally, shame you, discount your efforts, and/or gossip about people or tell lies will drain your energy, your enthusiasm, and your inspiration. It has been my experience that often people who drain my energy also like to try to make me feel guilty. I have learned to smile and say, "Excuse me, are you trying to make me feel guilty?" It is amazing how well it works to ask a guilt thrower if they are trying to make you feel guilty. My husband used to throw guilt at me when we were first married because I would catch the guilt and do what he wanted me to do. By catching the guilt, I was showing him that he could control me by throwing guilt at me. After I began to ask him if he was trying to make me feel guilty, he realized it no longer worked, and so he stopped throwing guilt at me. Now, he and our son both ask me if I'm trying to make them feel guilty if I ever throw guilt their way. I've learned that if I'm ever around people who refuse to stop trying to make me feel guilty for doing what matters most to me, the best choice I can make at that point is to avoid them. Do they want you to grow? In Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers has a chapter titled, When They Don't Want You to Grow. It inspired me to think about people I've known who have tried to keep me from growing. One of my first boyfriends in high school told me that people can't change. Luckily, our relationship didn't last very long because he was someone who would have been able to convince me that there was no point in trying to become a better, happier, more creative person. At the time, I was very hurt and upset when he broke up with me, but later I realized I was glad he did. Sometimes we need to be let go so we can meet and spend time with new people who inspire us and help us grow. The people in our environments, at home, at work, at school, can either encourage and inspire us or they can drain our energy and dampen our enthusiasm. Notice your feelings. Spending time with people who are positive role models helps us continue to develop beliefs and habits that move us in the direction of our values, goals, and dreams. Time with them can inspire us to keep growing. We should never forget that we are setting an example for others. Example is the school of mankind. The flame of a candle is not diminished when it is used to light another. Earl Nightingale. We are always setting an example for other people, whether we are aware of it or not. We learn by example. We consciously and unconsciously model the examples of the people with whom we spend our time. And we are examples for the people who spend time with us. Sharing what you have learned that makes you more successful is like lighting someone else's candle with your own. One candle can light many others. One candle can make a big difference when you're in the darkness. One candle can transform darkness by its light. We can make the choice to be a light in the lives of the people who are in our circle of influence. What kind of people are you around? Are you around people who use their candle to light others' candles? What kind of person are you? Do you light the candles of the people in your life? Or do you try to blow out their candles with your critical and judgmental words and attitude of superiority? How do people feel when they're with you? Do they feel good? Do they feel encouraged? Do they feel inspired? Do you help them remember what they have to be grateful for in their lives? It's a good idea to ask yourself these questions and answer them on paper. Seeing your answers in your notebook or journal will help remind you that you can choose to be a light in the lives of the people in your circle of influence, or you can choose to be a dark force that snuffs out the candles of the people in your life. The choice is yours. Being a light in the lives of all who are in my circle of influence is one of my ongoing goals. I also want to help them remember things they know. As Will Rogers said, none of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. Have you noticed that the more you know, the more reminders you need so you'll remember to use what you know? Most of what I'm writing is meant to be a reminder for you of things you already know but may have forgotten. Knowledge is worthless unless you use it. So let the reminders in this book inspire you to do what you can to make a difference in your life and in the lives of the people in your circle of influence. Students, teachers, and soulmates. There are people who come into your life to help you discover more about yourself. They are teachers in your life, and quite often, you are meant to be a teacher in their life. As I write about people who are teachers, students, and soulmates, I'm reminded of the following three quotes. 1. We are all students, and we are all teachers. 2. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. 3. When the teacher is ready, the students will appear. The people who are our greatest teachers are often the people who can upset us the most. I've come to believe that our soulmates are the people who show us that we have more to learn. So many people seem to think that a person who is just like them is their soulmate. They say things like, oh, I'm so happy because I found my soulmate. We eat the same foods. We like the same movies. We like to stay up late or get up early. We're so much alike. As Wayne Dyer says, I give it about 6 months. It seems more likely that our soulmates are people who can help us learn and inspire us to grow. Sometimes it's because we see what they've done and we want to do things differently than they have done. They can drive us crazy and bring out whatever we have inside that we need to see so we can continue to grow into the person we are here to be. Our greatest teachers. Who are some of your greatest teachers? Mine include some people in my family, friends I've outgrown, and friends I'm grateful to have in my life. Some of my teachers have been coworkers and employers. There are people in our local school district and our community who have been inspiring teachers in my life. There are also many people who have appeared in my life for one quick scene just to remind me of something I need to remember, or to give me a clue of what I need to do next during my time here on Earth. One way to notice the teachers in your life is to notice the people who can easily annoy you. What are your pet peeves? What do you need to learn? How do you need to grow? By looking at the things that bother us about others, we can understand those projections and see more clearly the areas for improvement in our own behavior, actions, words, and/or beliefs. Seeing things people do, hearing things people say, and noticing how you feel about what they do and what they say can help you learn more about yourself. Maybe they can also help you see your reason for being here and help you enjoy your life. Take action, write from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper and a favorite pencil or pen. Make a list of the people you have known who have been your teachers, the people who can push your buttons and upset or annoy you. Next, make a list of people whose habits or behavior you admire. Begin your two lists now. You'll probably want to leave room to add people to your list during the next few days. Just start the lists and put them aside. As people who have been teachers in your life come to mind, add them to your lists. After you finish your lists, you might want to write each person's name at the top of a blank page and write about what you have learned from your relationship, good or bad, now that you know that they have been part of your life for the purpose of your growth and to help you discover more about why you are here. Reflections of you, the mirror of relationship. In her book, Sacred Contracts, Carolyn Mace talks about agreements we've made before we are born to meet certain people, to learn certain things, and to discover pieces of our spirit that other people are holding for us. These people are destined to come into our life so that we can learn, grow, and become more of the person we're here to be during this lifetime. These relationships are what she calls sacred contracts. We have contracts to meet and spend time with people who will teach us what we need to learn about ourselves and about how we can best serve others with our unique set of talents, skills, values, beliefs, and creativity. What we see in others is usually a reflection of a part of us that we need to see. It is my belief that our feelings are a signal from our spirit that show us when we are in need of growth in a particular area. For example, when I feel upset by what someone says to me, it is a reminder that I need to grow as a person in that respect. When you spot it, you've got it. It is so true. The things that upset us and others are due to the feelings that we have buried inside of us about ourselves. When you point a finger at someone else, look down at your own hand and notice that three fingers are pointing back at you. The people who do things that annoy us, disturb us, amuse us, or delight us give us reminders of what we need to see, notice, and learn about ourselves. Relationships are mirrors that can reflect back to us what we say, what we do, what we think, how we feel, what we need to learn, and even what we're here to give. Pet peeves are usually clues to part of us that need work, areas we can improve by investing some of our time in personal growth and development. For example, when I feel upset because people are interrupting me, I usually need to work on being a better listener myself. Feeling envious or jealous can be a clue when we need to develop a talent or skill. For example, hearing people sing and being envious led me to take singing lessons and learn how to sing. Kindred spirits. I believe that kindred spirits are people we're meant to meet, spend time with, and who inspire us to grow. They often have traits we would like to have, and sometimes we have a hard time seeing it. Kindred spirits are people who are positive, cheerful, creative, playful, loving, kind, grateful, and joyful. They remind us to expand our positive qualities, and they inspire us to learn, grow, give, teach, and to be grateful for all we do have in our life. People who are kindred spirits are people with whom you feel a strong connection. You feel energized when you talk with them, hear their voice, see them, spend time with them, and they bring out the best in you. They are people who make you feel like you just swallowed sunshine. Energized, inspired, creative, joyful, and grateful. I am thankful for the kindred spirits I have in my life. They help me learn and grow, and they also remind me of what I know. Following are a few examples of people I consider to be kindred spirits of mine, and a little bit of why they are treasures in my life. My mom was the most unconditionally loving person I've ever known. Thinking of my mom reminds me to be more loving and to encourage people to be who they're born to be. Thinking of her also reminds me to savor my present moments. When I'm enjoying my present moments, I can still feel my mom with me. My husband, Dudley, and our son, Xander, inspire me to use more of my creativity and to be more playful. They are both super creative and are able to use their creativity in many ways. They both write songs, the lyrics, and the music. They both love to sing, and they inspired me to take singing lessons so I can sing with them. My brother, Dwayne, gave me the book Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude when I was 23 years old. Dwayne enjoys going with me to hear talks by inspiring authors such as Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Sonia Choquette, Julia Cameron, and Deepak Chopra. Dwayne signed up as my first coaching client. He inspires me to keep learning, growing, and sharing what I learn. My sister Tina brings out the playful and fun side of me. She loves to paint and creates colorful and playful paintings that remind me that life is supposed to be fun. Tina loves to travel, and she inspires me to try new things and go places I've never been before. My treasured friend Laurel Birch had a great love for color, and she used it to create beautiful, colorful, and fun art. Her art inspires me to notice beautiful colors wherever I go. Laurel used to speak about how courage comes from your heart, from doing things that you feel a passion for doing. Thinking of Laurel reminds me to use my courage and to do the things I most want to do. Laurel's art reminds us that using our creativity makes life more fun. My treasured friend Robert Berry has an amazing gift for creating music. Robert's love of music has helped expand my enjoyment of music. The time I've spent at his recording studio, while he records songs for my husband, son, and me, has given me a deeper appreciation of all aspects of music. Robert is one of the most kind and loving people I know, and being with him is always a positive and fun experience. He brings out the best in his friends and the people who come to his recording studio. Robert is an example for all who know him of how to tell the truth with courage, kindness, grace, and love. My treasured friend Lorraine Miller inspires me to be the best mom I can be. Lorraine's first child is just 8 months older than my son. Lorraine loves to cook, and she inspires me to try new ways to combine foods. Lorraine has been my friend since before I got married. In fact, we got married the same year. She loves hearing about the things I learn while attending workshops, such as those at the Hay House I Can Do It conferences. She has also gone to see Wayne Dyer with me. I love spending time with Lorraine because she energizes me, inspires me, and talking with her feels good and is always fun. My treasured friend Judy Chapman helped me believe I could write this book when I just started to write it. She continued to be believing eyes for me during the whole process of writing it. She helps me see things in new ways. She's great at organizing and helped me decide on the order for the chapters of this book. Her daughter is just a couple of months older than my son, so we've shared our experiences ever since we first found out we were pregnant. Talking with Judy always inspires me. I also have a kindred spirit and treasured friend that I met at the Hay House I Can Do It conference in 2008. Her name is Linda Bray, and we knew we were kindred spirits when we saw that without knowing each other, we had signed up for all of the same workshops. The conference had workshops by over 30 authors, and yet we had chosen exactly the same ones to attend. We've been friends since then, and she continues to inspire me. Things I've learned while trying to help my mom heal were helpful to Linda because her mom was going through similar challenges with her health. Talking with Linda today reminded me of how important it is to go to conferences that attract people who have similar interests. It feels great to have friends who inspire us to keep learning and to grow, to become more of who we are here to be. There are many other people I've met at talks by teachers and mentors, people in my Toastmasters Club, and people I've met through my work who are kindred spirits. It would be impossible to list all of you here, but you know who you are, and I'm thankful to know you. And of course, each of my treasured teachers is a kindred spirit of mine. I love being with them in person, in thought, and by reading their books and listening to their audio programs. Each of my kindred spirits inspires me, encourages me, and reminds me of all I have to feel thankful for in my life. Whether I'm with them in thought or in person, they have the ability to inspire me and remind me to stay in touch with my gratitude. Animal kindred spirits. I believe that animals can also be kindred spirits in our lives. Have you ever had an animal friend that was able to sense your feelings and would try to cheer you up when you felt sad? My husband and I had a little blue parakeet named Feather, who was a kindred spirit for us. Feather loved to ride around on our shoulders, heads, or hands, wherever she could attach herself to our bodies. She was curious, brave, funny, and very loving. She could sense when one of us felt sad, and she would fly over and do her best to cheer us up. And she was always able to do it. One day she flew over, landed on my head, leaned over, and tried to look me in the eye through my glasses. I was feeling sad, and she kept looking in at me until I started to laugh. She wouldn't go away until I felt better. Feather was a great spirit in a tiny blue feathered body. Later, we got another little blue parakeet, and we named him Blueberry. Watching him and listening to him reminded me to speak my truth clearly and with confidence. Blueberry was very brave right from the start. He fell madly in love with my husband's gray-cheeked parakeet, Kuipo. She was a fair amount bigger than Blueberry, and yet he would follow her everywhere. He was always trying to get her attention and be her friend. She avoided him and picked on him, but it never seemed to bother him or cause him to feel sad. Blueberry lived for the moment. Watching him reminded me to enjoy my life and savor my present moments. Whenever I think of Blueberry, I remember to savor my life, to sing and act with courage and confidence like he did every day of his life. Just before I attended my first writing class, in the fall of 2001, we adopted an adorable baby rabbit as a pet for our son. Because she was so soft, Xander named the bunny Velvet. She's a very small, tan-colored house rabbit with lop ears. Velvet has been keeping me company while I write my morning pages since she was a baby. When she was young, she liked to sit on the shelf of the table next to my writing chair. She's quiet and allows me to easily write and meditate. Velvet is a true kindred spirit, and I greatly appreciate her company. She inspires me to be quiet so others can think, write, and reflect. Even though Velvet is a non-vocal animal, she has a way of showing her love for us. She adores my husband because he takes great care of her. She gives him lots of kisses, licks on his face, and loves to be held by him. Velvet has been with me during the entire writing of this book, so I'm glad I remembered to include her in it. There was a big, furry, fluffy dog named Sparky who was one of our animal kindred spirits. Sparky was my brother's dog, and he loved to go for walks with us whenever we were able to visit. Sparky was our protector, and we loved to spend time with him. He was smart, happy, kind, fun, and full of enthusiasm for life. Sparky was a special friend, and we'll always remember him and love him. Our newest kindred spirit is a beautiful gray cat our son named Bender. Our son gave Bender to us in December 2010. Bender is on my desk, right in front of my computer, napping while I write. I love having Bender keep me company while I work and when I write my morning pages, exercise, read, and sing. Bender reminds me to stay curious, be flexible, stretch, relax, be playful, appreciate life, show my love, and enjoy each moment. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or favorite pad of paper and a favorite pencil or pen. Make a list of the people and animals you have known who are your kindred spirits. Remember, these are beings you feel a special connection with, who inspire you, encourage you, motivate you to learn and grow, and to give what you're here to give during this lifetime. They are also teachers in your life because they remind you of things you know, and they inspire you to keep moving in the direction of your cherished dreams. Remember, kindred spirits are people and animals who are able to help you feel good. Begin your list and keep adding to it during the next few days as you remember people or animals you consider to be kindred spirits in your life. While writing about soulmates and kindred spirits, I have come to the realization that while some people clearly are either a soulmate or a kindred spirit, there's some people who are, for me, a soulmate plus a kindred spirit, and some who are a kindred spirit plus a soulmate. Most things in life seem to be a blend, not all light, not all dark. And when you try to fit people into a category, you might as well be trying to push a piece of a puzzle into the wrong place to make it fit. None of us are all light or all dark. Notice how you feel when you're with people, and notice what your feelings are trying to tell you. Notice the good, the light in people, and it will begin to expand. Keep your attention and your energy on what you want to expand. Role models and warnings. People who are examples of the behavior, attitudes, and habits that lead you toward your goals and a life you love to live are what I think of as role models. People who are examples of these same attributes that lead you away from achieving your goals and keep you from living a life you love, I call warnings. People who are warnings usually have very low standards, and it is their intention to get away with doing as little as possible. They're often lazy, selfish, and/or dishonest. These people are in our lives to show us ways to avoid behaving. They get themselves in trouble and create a life of failure because they blame others for what is their responsibility. They make excuses and lie to themselves and to anyone who will listen. For example, my son has had some classmates at school who have been warnings for him. Some of them told lies, and he learned by observing them that their lies caused people to want to avoid them. These classmates were warnings of how to behave if you want to lose friends. By noticing the results these kids got, Xander has been able to learn from their behavior and make better choices. I've also had some friends who were warnings. For example, there was one friend who was so whiny and clingy it made me want to avoid her. This friend was jealous of my husband because he wanted me to spend time with him. She wasn't happy for me when I got married because she said he took me away from her. Eventually, I decided she was always going to be that way, and I stopped seeing her. I'll always remember how it feels to have someone complain that you're too busy and you should spend more time with them, so I choose not to model that kind of behavior. People who are role models have high standards, and it's their intention to enjoy life as much as possible. They're positive, generous, kind, and honest. These people show us how to behave so we can create successful outcomes. They attract people who can help them achieve their goals, and they move confidently in the direction of their dreams. They know that in order to be successful and to live a life they love, they must take responsibility for their actions. They learn from mistakes, their own and those of others, and they're always honest with themselves and everyone else. Cheryl Richardson teaches her readers how to tell the truth with grace and love. Stephen Covey reminded us to tell the truth with courage and kindness. I've decided to model both of their ways of telling the truth. My most treasured friends, mentors, and teachers are role models for me in a variety of ways. They are examples of many positive traits that I'd like to develop as habits. They tell me the truth, and it feels good because they do it with courage, kindness, grace, and love. For example, my friend Robert can tell me things other people might have trouble telling me because of how he says it. He uses a kind tone of voice and talks in ways that help me consider the truth of what he's saying instead of feeling like he's attacking my personality or intelligence. He makes me feel good. In fact, I've seen him do it with other people too while he's recording their songs. Robert cares about people, and they can feel it. Role models and warnings can be found at work, at school, social events, clubs, sporting events, or even at home. Notice which people are warnings and who is an inspiring role model for you. TV, movies, books, magazines, and newspapers all have lots of stories about people who are warnings. They also have stories about people who are inspiring role models who can teach us how to be successful by modeling their beliefs, behavior, goals, and actions. You can choose to model anyone who is successful at what you want to do. Who do you consider a warning? Who are your role models? Role models. Finding role models is usually very easy. A good question to ask yourself when looking for role models is, who is successful at what I want to do? Make a list of people who are successful at what you want to do. For example, if you want to be a great cook, you would want to list all of the people you can think of who are great cooks. These people can be your teachers. How they teach you might be in person, it might be in a class or a workshop, or it might be on TV or a video. Because cooking is a very visual skill to learn, seeing the other person do it is very helpful in modeling the choices, behavior, and actions the person uses to get the great results they do. Baseball is another example where you learn the most by watching people who do it well. Derek Jeter is a great example of how helpful it can be to model the successful things that people do. In his book, The Life You Imagine, Derek Jeter suggests finding role models to help you learn and grow. He says he is always on the lookout for people who can be role models of how to be a better baseball player and a happier and more successful person. When you want to learn how to do something better, remember to look for role models and learn from what they think, believe, and do. For me, many of my role models are people who write books, record audio programs, lead workshops, or give classes for people in person or online. I also have role models for being a better mom, wife, daughter, and friend. I have role models for health and fitness, for learning and growing, for coaching, speaking, and singing. I've got role models for being more creative and productive, for making better use of my time, for being a better listener, speaker, and communicator, for creating more beauty and serenity in my home and office, The list keeps growing. You can find role models for anything you want to do better or for aspects of your behavior that you want to change. It's up to each of us to take a good look at who we are right now and then decide what we would like to do better or what we would like to improve about our own behavior, attitude, actions, and choices. Mentors are like angels guiding you to greater success. In my Toastmasters Club, we have people who are willing to be mentors for the newer members. Our mentors give us lots of great tips, remind us of things that will help us be more prepared, and help us to learn from their experience. Mentors are like angels guiding us to greater success and good feelings while we learn to be better communicators and listeners at Toastmasters. If you want to learn and grow as quickly as possible, it helps to have mentors. The people who are successful at things you want to learn might just say yes if you ask them to be your mentor. People often enjoy helping others because it makes them feel good. The words, "I need your help," can inspire people to help you. If you tell them what you need and how they can help, it makes it easy for them to decide to do it if they can fit you into their schedule. Mastermind groups. In Napoleon Hill's books, Laws of Success and Think and Grow Rich, he talks about the power created by being part of a mastermind group. When two or more people join together to use their minds in positive ways to think more creatively, they're able to combine their knowledge, experience, creativity, and strengths to create outcomes much greater than any one person could ever create alone. Mastermind groups and personal development groups can be inspiring, encouraging, and motivating. You can start your own group, or you can find and join an existing group. Cheryl Richardson has part of her website devoted to what she calls life makeover groups that include contact information for groups all over the USA and some in other countries. She also has information on how you can start your own group. Another favorite author and teacher of mine, Julia Cameron, has taught people how to create personal development groups based on her best-selling book, The Artist's Way. Barbara Sher, author of Wishcraft, also suggests creating a group of people who can be your success team. Surrounding yourself with other people who value growth and are moving in the direction of their dreams is a great feeling and extremely effective. Bookstores sometimes have book groups and classes you can take to meet other people with similar dreams and goals. I feel very grateful for the group I found through Book Passage in Corte Madera, California. It started as a class by a very inspiring and encouraging writing coach and teacher named Leslie Keenan. I'm very grateful to Leslie for creating a safe, inspiring place for writers to develop the courage, confidence, and skills to become published authors of books, articles, and stories. She is an inspiring role model for me as an author. In fact, her book, It's About Time, helped me think of time in some great new ways, and she helped me plan time to write this book. I highly recommend finding or creating a group or hiring a life coach to inspire you, encourage you, and help you achieve your goals and live your best life. Who is in your inner circle? Who have you let into your inner circle? Decide if what they've got you doing is okay, good, or great. Decide to stop seeing people who are a negative influence, or at least limit your exposure to them as much as possible. Spend more time with positive influences. Think of the ripple effect that happens when you toss a pebble into a pond. The water right around the pebble gets the greatest amount of the ripple caused by the pebble. This is also true with the people in your life. The closer you are to people, the more of an effect they will have on you. Now that we're near the end of this chapter, I'd like you to answer some questions and think about your answers. How do you feel about the people in your life? Are you around people who have positive attitudes? Or do you feel surrounded by people with negative attitudes who complain and put others down? Paying attention to how you feel when you're with people will help you decide who you want to allow in your inner circle. The people in your inner circle greatly influence your behavior, your attitude, your beliefs, your values, and your actions. Who are you letting into your inner circle? Who would you like to influence you? Is there someone who needs to be outside of your inner circle or even out of your life? Be careful who you let in your inner circle and be careful how you influence them as well. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper and a favorite pencil or pen. Make a list of the people in your life. Use plus and minus signs to show the kind of influence they usually have on you. 1. Who do you know that is only a negative influence? 2. Who do you know that can be both a negative and a positive influence? 3. Who do you know that's only a positive influence? Surround yourself with positive people. One of the best gifts you can give yourself is to surround yourself with positive people. In Feel the Fear and Beyond, author Susan Jeffers tells us to find what she calls friendly friends. Being with people who are positive and inspiring feels great. Do you have positive and inspiring friends? Think about the people you know and the people you would like to know better. Who among them inspires you? Make a list of people who can be your friendly friends. Then take the time to develop, nurture, and expand these positive and inspiring friendships. Developing relationships with positive people is a great investment of your time, your energy, and your emotions. Start a list of people you would love to have as your close friends. Add people as you think of them. Include on your list all the people who inspire you to learn and grow. Teachers, authors of books, audios, videos, people who give classes, seminars, and workshops can be a great source of inspiration and encouragement. These people can be mentors to you, whether you've met them in person or not. Think of them as mentors and allies who want to help you win and feel good about yourself, your life, and your contributions. After you've made a list of people you know and people you would like to get to know who are positive influences, your next step is to think of ways to expand these relationships and to increase the time you spend with these inspiring people. Inspiring people can be role models for you. They can help you grow into the person you're meant to be. If you want to spend time with people who live far away, phone calls and email can help you have more time with them. If there is someone famous you would love to know, perhaps you can read a book by them or about them. Time with people who are cheerful, positive, inspiring, and encouraging will help you enjoy your life and move confidently in the direction of your dreams. Be a positive role model for people in your circle of influence. Ever since my son was born on January 1, 1990, it's been my ongoing goal to be the best mom, friend, and role model I can be for him. As I see him enjoying his life by modeling many positive beliefs, values, actions, and behaviors, I feel joyful. Notice the people who influence you as well as the people you influence. As you grow and become more confident, develop more courage, have more wisdom and understanding, you'll be able to be a positive role model for all who are in your circle of influence. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how you can use more of your creativity and how people, including you, will benefit from you using your creativity.